FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Parliament's Portfolio Health Committee is in KZN to hear the public's views, particularly those of the youth, on the proposed tobacco bill regulations. It's headed to Greenwood Park in Durban this morning.
Those who are supporting the bill are actually raising that it has some impact in the quality of life. They welcome that the bill is not to ban tobacco completely, but to control, as the bill is saying, and actually wanting to even have measures and regulations, especially with vaping.
That's committee chairperson Dr. Sibongiseni Dlomo. It's holding public hearings in several areas, including Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg. The bill seeks to regulate the sale, advertising, use of tobacco products and electronic delivery systems. Yesterday, the committee met with the community of Mbali's Ward 15 at the local hall. Dlomo says after public consultations, they'll consider submissions made by various organizations.
I foresee a situation where we are going to be busy in February, March, close to April, actually listening to those who want to formally come to present to us. Thereafter, we will call the Department of Health. This is what the people in South Africa have said.
The committee will hold the hearings at Greenwood Park Community Hall at 10 o'clock this morning until 3 in the afternoon. Now, disaster and emergency teams have warned the storm rolling in today could hit multiple areas in eThekwini. Officials say forecasts have described the impact as life-threatening and potentially catastrophic. The South African Weather Service has issued a level 4 severe warning for the entire province. eThekwini says weather patterns in KZN are likely to intensify between 3 in the afternoon and 11 this evening. Officials have urged residents in and around Durban to take extra precaution. The warning covers the CBD, Paria, Glenmore, Morningside, Umbilo, Chatsworth, Pinetown, Queensborough, Amanzimtoti and Umlazi areas. The city says the thunderstorm could bring torrential rains, intense lightning, large hail and powerful winds. It's advised people to avoid unnecessary travel and to remain indoors during the storm. Meanwhile, thousands of people have protested in Valencia against the Spanish authorities' handling of recent flooding in which 200 people died. 80 others are still missing. Protesters say flood warnings were issued far too late. And Disney's confirmed Ice Age 6 is in development, with Simon Pegg and Queen Latifah to reprise their roles as Buck and Ellie. The announcement came during a fan club event in Brazil, with actor Ray Romano talking about the animated movie in a video posted to YouTube. The last installment in the long-running franchise was 2016's Collision Course, and the next one will arrive in cinemas 10 years later. A recap of our lead story. Parliament's Portfolio Health Committee is in KZN to hear the public's views, particularly those of the youth, on the proposed tobacco bill regulations. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.